For the many of you who haven't seen the original version of Red Dawn, I would skip it and go see the remake. I mean, the original has the classic Patrick Swayze, but the remake has Josh Hutcherson, Josh Peck, and Chris Hemsworth. And the original has terrible special effects, while the remake has incredible special effects. In the movie Red Dawn, the acting was subpar. Because this is an action movie, there's typically not a lot of actual acting, but a lot of action. Maddie, played by Josh Peck, was a way too over-exaggerated actor in the beginning of the movie, but progressed as the movie went along. But Maddie was very good at expressing his emotion through his facial expressions. Jed, played by Chris Hemsworth, was a sensational actor and made me believe every word he said. He yelled at the right times, but was soft and sincere at the right times as well. I felt that the dialogue was either very humorous or very serious. There was a lot of vulgar language in the context, but I thought it helped portray the actor's frustration. The dialogue was kept to a minimum, though, due to all these special effects and pyro stuff going on. But when there is dialogue, I would suggest paying attention and not be talking to your friends. Otherwise, you will miss the important stuff and potentially not get what's going on in the movie later on. Towards the beginning, Jed was giving a monologue about fighting and picking which path you want to go down. It was a very inspirational, well-delivered monologue. And if you did not pay attention, you wouldn't notice that at the very end, Maddie gives the same monologue as his brother did. I absolutely loved the monologue and thought it gave the movie an amazing, ends-tied conclusion. The intense fight scenes and action between the North Koreans and the Wolverines, the group of American teens, are portrayed multiple times in different ways. Red Dawn keeps one interested with the intense special effects and action in the war between the North Koreans and the Wolverines, while at the same time showing a story with a twisted plot that shows sincere acting and inspirational dialogue. The sounds in the movie were typically gunfiring and yelling. Some of the yelling was in North Korean, so not knowing what it means, it just sounds vicious. The gunfiring didn't sound like the old Western movie gunshots. It didn't resemble the wimpy pew-pews, but it sounded like real, warlike gunshots. Another reoccurring sound was planes flying overhead and cars speeding away. Planes and helicopters were almost always flying above, dropping bombs, and there were many frantic cars, especially in the beginning of the movie.